Third pack of Sukkah Mishnah Yud Aleph. Malkim Shenogu Likvah Yikvah. We continue the halachas of Hallel. And the parts of the Hallel which we repeat. The minhag was to repeat. One should repeat. Livshot, Yivshot. Not to repeat. We don't repeat. So we know towards the end of Hallel we have a lot of Sukkim that we say twice. From Oitzvah Hashem. Akol Keminim Gan Hamedina. One should do the minhag of his place. Halokiach Lulu Chaveil Beshviyis. The person buys a little present friend in Shviyas. Noitin loy esrog v'matana. You should give him the esrog as a matana because the esrog has a kedusha Shviyas, it's a fruit, and therefore you are not allowed to buy it with money because you're not allowed to do business with paying Shviyas. Today they have these oyster bezdins which give it out, they pay for the course, but it's not considered regular sale. Shein Rashi loko v'shviyas. You're not allowed to buy the esrog and Shviyas. Now here we have a concept of havlo, which means that you pay for the lulav and you get the esrog together in one price, that is permitted. Since you're not paying for the esrog, technically, you're paying for the lulav, even if you may pay a little bit more. Now, the question is the simple implication of this mission is that a lulav does not have kedusha shviyas. So, it depends on this. Wood, which is made for burning, does not have kedusha shviyas, because kedusha shviyas is only on something which you have the hanor from it when you're eating it, and not that the hanor is after it's consumed. Wood is considered firewood, the hanor is after it's consumed, that goes to Hanok. So, if we say treat a lulav as something which is only used for firewood and a chanani, it doesn't have kedusha shviyas. The Gemara does say, though, that in those days, at least, the lulav was used for brooms, and therefore does have kedusha shviyas. And the reason why you're allowed to use a lulav is because the lulav that was picked in the beginning of the Shemitah year is really a lulav that was grown in the previous year, and the reason why it doesn't have kedusha shviyas was because it was grown erev shviyas. So we get the coin to Medina de Gemara, a lulav does have kedusha shviyas. This man is there, most poskim, or at least many poskim, make it does not have kedusha shviyas. Why? Because today people don't use it for brooms.